Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Ayin Gimel, 7th Perek, Miseches Ksubis. Let's see. The sugi starts on by the Mishnah, Ayin Beis Omi Beis. So up the Mishnah. I'm a kaddish as a yisha. I'm an ashin a lelin dorim. Okay, someone makes a kiddushin with a tenai. Tenai is that she doesn't have any existing nidorim on her. Benimtula nidorim. And it is nizbara that she actually has nidorim. Is anim kadeshes? She's not kadeshes. The kedushin was made on tonight. The tie was not fulfilled. So there's no kedushin. That's the purpose of a tonight. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, Konsostam, V'nimin Tulanidorim, Konsostam. Now the Mishnah over here, right, knows is using a different term over here, Konsostam. It's not so clear what was the Kedushin. Konsa refers to the Nisuin, primarily including the Bia. So this part of the Mishnah, we'll call it the Seifa, of the Mishnah, is the case not so clear. We'll see in a minute in Rashi, but halacha is different. Halacha over here is that konsostam, whatever that case is, nedarim, at the end you find out she has nedarim, the halacha is teitei shleib iksuba. It's meduyik that she needs a get. However, that a usual gerushin, the chiyuv ksuba comes along with it. Over here, there's no chiyuv ksuba. She's teitze shelo biksuba. Now Rashi on the Mishnah says konsostam b'mor mafarish ikoy areisha ahach the kidshal tonight yoy mil sabam pinavshe. So Rashi already lets us know now that this Gemara talks about what the first step of this case is, right? What was the kedushin? It's not mefurish over here kedushin. Rashi tells us that the Gemara is going to discuss it. Granted, I mean, it sounds like from the Gemara that the Muskel Rishon is the Posh Pshat Mishnah is that it's a continuation. That's what it would be. Right.
If it is a continuation, sorry, I'm just something that's occurred to me later.
Okay.
They ask Akasha and Shmuel, and isn't it if Rav is learning that it's a continuation, isn't it Akasha and Rav? Meaning how if she's Ainam Kadeshus, why do you need a get?
If she's Ainam Kadeshus, why does she need a get?
Oh, because he was kind of because of the kind of because he holds that he sees some of those philosophers. Okay, fine. All right. Okay. Because
that's Rav Shita, no?
Right. Yeah. Fine. Because he makes Constant. A new kedushin or he's mochel one or the other.
Right? Whatever the lumnus is with that, but that's the halacha, right?
Right. Right. Okay.
All right. Fine. Right. Right. Now. Just a side point over here just to speak out like this, that see usually when Rashi on the Mishnah tells us something, it's because it's something that needs explanation, right? Or something that's unclear, Taka. But I mean, you see from the Gemara that till you know otherwise, the reading of the Mishnah should be straight. Right, that this is a condition. It's definitely koya resha, right? And that's the din. So why taka is Rashi letting us in on that? There's another possibility. I mean, at this point, you know, things are fine as is, right? It's not like that we should be mistopic at this point. No, boss. The answer to that might just be that. that in as much as the Gemara says that this is the reading of the Mishnah, but in the explanation of things at this point, not so simple. Right, the Gemara after discusses what the time of Rav is. Right, and as Rav learns the Mishnah, like we see straight. Right, but what the reasoning for Rav is, maybe it's not so simple. So therefore, maybe that's talk of why Rashi is at this point is already telling us that there's two explanations. Because Hagam, that the reading of the Mishnah would read much simpler if you read it straight, but the explanation for the din of the Mishnah. Is not so clear, right? It's not so simple. Hagam that I'll admit that even if you read the other way, like the Gemara says, the explanation of the Mishnah is not so simple either, right? but being that the explanation is not so simple, so then you know that gets us thinking, like you know what are the what's the pshat over here? Okay, fine. That's a Maimar Muzgu. Okay, so we'll see about this when we see the Gemara. But at this point already we see that there's two possibilities how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah, and we'll see what it's dependent on. Zok the Mishnah weiter. This is part two of the Mishnah, we'll call. Zok the Mishnah, a similar halacha, concerning a tnai, a different type of tnai, zokta mishnah. Amrashein bom mumin, vinimis bom mumin. That kibshuta is going back on a kedushin. The kedushin is amrashein bom mumin, vinimis bom mumin. In mukadeshes, like the ratio of the mishnah, this is move on. The pshat is that there's no kima tnai. Konsistam vinimis bom mumin, teitz ishlay biksuba. Similar to the first part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah called Amunah Poyslim B'Kehanim Poyslim B'Noshim. What is in the status of a mum? What's a mum? So the Mishnah called Amunah Poyslim B'Kehanim Poyslim B'Noshim. Okay, we'll come back to this. The Mishnah over here tells us what's considered a mum. We'll see in a minute about this. But when we learn the Mishnah, right? I guess you have to ask yourself over here, what's this going on, right? Going on the ratio of the sefer, right? I guess it depends on what the case of the ratio of the sefer is, right? there's a little bit of meaning to say like this, that I mean the Reisha definitely is talking about when he made a tnai, right? He said Amanash ain't a lam woman, right? So now when the Mishnah says that what's considered a woman is something which passes a kohen, is that going on that also, and we say that that's what he must have meant, or that's only going on stam, right? When there's a stam here, then.
Well, if he's mefarish the mumim, fine, I could see a question, but if he just says stam mumim, then now also you're going to be magdir.
Well, see what I'm saying, I'm just setting you up for the Gemara, because the Gemara has a machlekes as far as the Dorim is concerned, right? That's why we just wanted to open this up over here. There's machlekes with Papa, yeah. And Ravash and Gemara. Okay, so we'll get to that. I just wanted to open up this point right now, and we'll see in the Gemara when Gemara talks about Nidorim, and we'll see how it plays out concerning Mumin. Alright?
But even by Nidorim, so
the Gemara talks about this. I like to first see the Gemara, and then we'll discuss it.
Okay,
right? Because, you know, it's important. If we learn the Gemara, let's make sure we have the same Gemara. Right? Let's see. Zot the Gemara. Okay, I'm going to jump right into the Gemara. Okay, we're going to skip this first piece of Gemara. Okay, Zok the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yitzadok Be'elu Nidorim Omru Be'elu Nidorim Omru. The following Nidorim is what we are referring to. That means that not all Nidorim a certain halacha of the Mishnah applies to. It has to be that the norm were the following norm. Beil norm amu shloit hechabasa shloit fishtiyav shloit this kashid bebig day tziv oinim. Tainami hochi beil norm amu dvom sheish boimnei nefesh shloit hechabasa shloit fishtiyav shloit tishka bebig tziv oinim. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan with a braisa say that they're going on the Mishnah and they're saying that a halacha of the Mishnah, something in the ratio which is discussing a nedorim issue, right? That nedorim is going to affect, right? The halacha over here, the kedushin, the ksuba, whatever it is it's only if the nedorim that we find she has are nidre inu nefesh, which is something which skan al baila, right? Which affects her husband in such a way. But if she has other nidorim which don't rate as nidre inu nefesh, then this halach doesn't apply. It doesn't affect the condition or the as far as we're concerned, the are no nidorim. Basically, right? That's what that would mean. Zotim mar havi barav papa ahei. So, Rav Papa, what is this going? Which part of the Mishnah, the Reisha or the Sefer of the Mishnah? Ilei mar Reisha. So, Rav Papa, kiv the kapara fil kol milinami. Rav Papa says like they found. The Reish of the Mishnah, that's pretty straightforward. Right? He made a Kiddushin with a Tanai, I'm not Shalina Nidorim. So it's like Rav Papa that, you know, he said, I'm Shalina Nidorim. Right? Nidorim, anything which is a net is a net, and try and finish. That's what he meant. Yeah. Right? We understand that he meant any net. That's what he said. Right? He didn't limit it to any nether. So therefore, this that the Braisa limits the halacha of the Mishnah to certain nidorim can't be going on the ratio. Because the Papa says, as far as we're concerned, he said on nidorim. If he speaks out the Tanai, even though he didn't specify a certain type of neder, but on the contrary, since he didn't specify, so he means any neder, and that's what the Tanai is chal, any neder. So, you know, even if it wasn't nidre in nefesh, there's no kima tonight, there's no kedushin. Zokra papa, therefore Zokra papa, elo aseifu, must be that this member, this limitation, that the halacha only applies to nidre in nefesh, is the seifu. Now, why is the seifu any better? So, poshit in cheshbin, what he's saying is that the Seifa, apparently, he understands, there's no Tanai. Right? The Seifa is only a Stam. Right? It's based on a Stam. Now, that's why, we'll see better, but that's what Tosfos says, that Rav Papa must be learning the Mishnah like Shmuel, that the Seifa of the Mishnah is Konsa Stam, is Kitcha Stam and Konsa Stam. There are no Tanoim at all in the Seifa. The Seifa is all Stam. So on that, Papa is saying, okay, fine. If it's stam, and now the fact that there's a nether there is grounds for him to be megarish without giving the oksuba. So what kind of nether is grounds for that? What kind of nether that could a person without making a specific tanai? What kind of nether is understood that a person doesn't want? That's nidrin and nefesh. Right, that's where the difference is. So in the Reish of the Mishnah, there was a Tanai. He spoke out. He made a condition of neder. If you speak it out, then shine. As long as if you don't enumerate which neder you mean everything. But in the Sefer, that it's Stam. So in the Stam, we got to figure out, you know, what we're the Sefer of the Mishnah is that we're saying that this is, you know, this is what he had in mind. Okay, we'll see why that's so. But that's the cheshbon over here. It's stam. So you're working with something which wasn't spoken out, and you're deriving what a person probably wants, what most people are makbid on. So that is limited to nidre inu nefesh. Now I notice a little unrest over here. Right? Not everyone's so happy with what we're saying here. Are we saying something new? What do you think? What do you say? Okay, I mean we have to work it out, but I'm just because we didn't learn that part of the Gemara yet. But what we're just setting up over here is that Rav Papa says that if there's a tnai which is causing the halacha, a tnai mashlan nedarim, then there's no limitation in the type of nedarim. Tnai means, you know, whatever is in the tnai. If you didn't specify a certain neder, all nedarim are in the tnai. So therefore, Zok Rav Papa, that they're talking about a case of the Mishnah when there is no tnai. So that should follow that in the sefer of the Mishnah there's no tnai. Right? That's what Tosfos Kinir is saying.
Right. You can't stem it with Rav's reading? I mean, you can't say, well, what would Rav hold? He was in the Kaddish al Tanai, and now he was Kone Stam. So let's say he made a new Kedushin.
So basically, according to Rav, we have to explain the same why, but according to Rav, the Tanai is still Kayim by Klapi the Dov Shem Roman. That's Rav Shita. Right? The Tanai is, for some reason, right, which needs explanation, but that's what we see in the Rishonim, that according to Rav, the Tanai is still here concerning Ksuba, and that's why there's no Ksuba. So it's the Tanai. Okay, that's why I'm saying we have to wait till we get it to get to this Dakus over here. But that's
so according to the if he was before, so if you hold like Rav Papa that he is, it means all Tanayim, or all Nadarim, then it would still be all Nadarim,
right,
for Rav.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. We'll get to Rav and we'll see. Maybe there's room to make an adjustment, but the Kipshutai, that's what we mean over here, right? That's what Tosis is saying, right? Keshlon, what do you say on this?
I think so. I guess is Tosis saying anything different than Rashi said? I'm trying to remember the what's his name, the second to last Rashi I say for, just trying to remember where that
goes. You're right. I'm sorry. All right, I don't know why I related it to a Tosfos. You're right. Rashi says, "Whosoever saved the Matzis, Nilsa Penafshu, Shustam, Kuntsustam, Koma." 100%, 100%. Right. Yeah. Sometimes you get you just certain things remain in your mind. Right. Yeah. Right. 100%. You're right. That's. Okay. So that's what these both Rashi and Tosfos are saying. Right. In order for Rav Papa, we'll see, you know, like which we are starting from. But Akapanim, in order for, that's what Shana is saying, in order for Rav Papa to say what he's saying, to say that this memra goes on one part of the Mishnah more than the other, I mean, it has to be that the Mishnah, that the parts of the Mishnah have a difference in this point. One's Tam and one's Tanai. Right, because to speak it out the other way, like I say, according to Rav, like we just said before, there's everything's Tanai. So if you learn like Rav, Behechruch, this memra is talking to Tanai, like Rashi. Right. There's two sides to come. Two sides to come. Right. I'm just speaking out the other side of things. Like we just said before, if you learn the Mishnah that like Rav, right? Whatever Rav's reasonings why he learns the Mishnah, but basically, if you learn Mishnah like that, it means that everything's Tanai. Side the Ration, side the Sefer is Tanai, like we just said before, right? So if you learn like that, then you don't really have a choice. Then Behechruch, this Braisa is going on both the Ration and the Sefer, because both Ration and Sefer are Tanai, excuse me, right? So let's say like this. Let's say Rav is forced to hold like Rav Ashi, right? It's coming from his shita, right? Rav's shita in the Mishnah is that whatever reason why Rav learns that the Mishnah is the ratio, the safe is going back on the ratio. If you learn like that, then behechruch this memra is going on both the Ration and the Sefer, because they're all the same, right? Both cases is Tanai. Right? So that's what we meant when we say that Rav Shita forces him to hold like Rav Ashi, we'll see in a second. But Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi does not necessarily have to hold like Rav. Okay, let's speak at Rav Ashi in a second over here, so then we'll see. So Rav Ashi Omar no, lo my ratio. Well, my ratio. So Rav Ashi, Rashi says no. I could understand even if he made a t'nai. So he explicitly made the t'nai. Nevertheless, it could be that the t'nai is only going to include certain nidarim, even though he himself was not, didn't make any difference. Why? Umidid the kafta ba'inshi have a kpede kpedo. Umidid le kafta ba'inshi loy have a kpede kpedo. Ravashi says, Osfora, right now I'm purposely being vague right now, and we'll talk about exactly in a minute, but just to see where he's going before we translate the actual words. Ravashi is saying that even though he made a t'nai, but the t'nai only applies to midi the kapti bayinshi, and that's why, and midi kapti is nidra in an efesh. That's what Ravashi holds. Now, just the cheshbon, what you're saying before is that Rav Ashi doesn't necessarily hold like Rav. Rav Ashi just happens to hold that the nidorim are limited to nidri in nefesh is even if he makes a t'nai. See, he holds the other way. Until he specifies non-nidri in nefesh, then only nidri in nefesh achal. Like Tosfos says, Avada, if he specifies a non-nidre in a nefesh, Avada Rav Ashi agrees, then that will be chal. If somehow he makes, he stresses that I'm not limiting myself to nidre in a nefesh, Avada, that's chal. But until he does that, then his nether only includes nidre in a nefesh. Now, that doesn't mean that he has to learn the Mishnah like Rav is the Reish is going on the Sefer, right? Even if he learns like Shmuel, right? But he's just saying a private thing. He's saying a loch that when a person makes a t'nai and doesn't specify what kind of nidorim, then he's only referring to nidre in a nefesh. Now, I just wanted to speak out something. The terminology of the Gemara over here, the Gemara says, Midi the kapti ba'inchi havik payday kpeda. These words, what does it sound like over here? Only something that people are makbid havik payday kpeda. Is his kpeda considered a hakpada? Midi le kapti inchi, something that people don't makbid on, loy havik payday kpeda. So the mashmois of the Gemara gratis sounds like haste like this. And I'll tell you what I'm saying. Right now we've been stopping in the lomdus advarim, right? In the mechanics. What is this? And then I'll put two tzadim over here, right? Is the pshat, right? The more simple way of understanding it is that we say that he only meant what people are makbid on. He didn't say anything specific. He said, I don't want nidorim. So you want to know, like, what do you have in mind? So he probably had in mind what people are makbid on, right? So we assume that his intention was only nidri in nefesh, right? The other side is that maybe Hitaka made a nether. Maybe his nether really includes everything, right? But midi lekapti inshi enk peda kpeda would sound like there's like a botla daita. You can't do such a thing, right? Against the das of Bnei Yodam, which in Svar is a little hard. Why can't you? Right? But that's what I meant to point out over. The Loshon HaGemara would be mashma more like the second way, enk pedek peda, right? That sounds like we know he was makben. No, but enk pedek peda, right? We don't deal with it, right?
Right. Even if he specifies.
That's what should come out. That's what should come out. Right. That's why. Now the question is like this, is that after Tosfos, right? Now that Tosfos tells us that if he specifies, right? So that lechayra would tell us that if you're telling, you know, that the second time we're working is a butla daito. You can't make such a neder, right? So if you can't, then you can't make such a tanai, right? So if that's true, so then like what's the difference if he speaks it out or not? Like Tyson said, right? Right? So that's why we would think that. Then after Tosfos says that if he specifies it, then avada it's chal. So it would sound like that's not the issue over here, whether he has the ability to make such a condition. But the question is what he means, right? So we'll have to get that into the words of the Gemara, right? If anyone, maybe it's not hard, right? Just it hit me when I read the words that it sounded like he was saying something else, but. Okay.
But it sounds like even if you were Mavara later, he can't, you know, it wouldn't help. You know, even if you go by the first Shita, that it's just a question of what he means, and he came, you could ask him, you could say, oh yeah, I really don't fall in the dark.
Right.
It still wouldn't help, it sounds like.
Right. That's true. Maybe we'll have to know why. Once you're bringing that up, we'll speak this through. If the Pshat Gemara is that this is what he meant, and he tells us later, I didn't mean that, right? So,
any type of contract, a person can't go against the mashmaut of the.
So you're saying another word. That's what I want to speak out. Because once there is such a stam das that min astam, when people refer to nidorim, that's what they mean. So now that's what the words mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now you're limited to the words. You know, you said one thing, and you really meant something else. Well, I mean, you know, we can't work with what you thought. We got to work with what was established, right? Right. So that could be like the explanation why it doesn't help for him to tell us later what he meant, because it's really deeper than what he meant. Once there's a das b'nei adam on that, so that today becomes that's what the words mean. So they're not really, the words are not anymore open for explanation.
Is that the same thing you're saying, Devarim Shebelev?
Okay, yeah. That could be, right? Mm-hmm. Devarim Shebelev, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I would think so. In this situation, right, that would be Devarim Shebelev. It's like an explanation, and this could be an explanation, but until you explain it, it means what it means, and China, that's what happened. That's what happened.
We say the same thing by any kinyan, even though you have to have das to make a kinyan. But
right.
But you know, the person
but
had a thought in their head. I in my head I thought I had this condition, but he didn't speak it out, even though he really didn't have, even in his own mind he didn't have das to do it. But because he didn't speak it out, that's not called.
Well, see, but in the why do you need das? I think the pshat is that. When you said the words, or when you wrote it in the contract, that is an expression of das, right? So you really have like a dual das, and your dvar and shebelev can't detract from that das that was established. Right?
I mean, you could see how that would like just cause tremendous chaos if contracts could.
Okay, I hear the chaos, but I'm still asking from I'm just meaning because you need das for a kinyan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
right,
technically,
work,
you
right,
might say,
yeah.
I didn't really have the das.
Right,
okay,
right,
it makes
right,
a problem.
Right,
okay,
right,
you got
right.
a problem. But
you need it, but the basin has to paskin to figure out what your das was. And if they were to, right, in other words, you know, now you get to you know, we're not trying to find out specifically what happened. We're trying to paskin a halacha of who do we give the money to. Or.
Okay. How's it working, though? It's basically saying, okay, well, you know, we just have to do what we have to do because we can't, you know, make you know, craziness in the world by everybody saying this is what I was thinking? Or is it really more, really, it works, the Kenyan works by the das that you expressed?
If I could give you an afghan, you know, let's say a person says by you know, by a kedushin that I had das or something that would have made this kedushin void, right? And let's say he would he afterwards made a kedushin with a second woman, right? So like Basin would probably paskin that he doesn't need a get from the second woman, but there's a concept of a person could be us or something on himself, so he would probably be us or to
To a woman. Can be Makadish to women, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. It can be Makadish to women.
That are Arabs, let's say, that are Arabs to each other. Let's say that. Let's say two sisters, or, you know. Right? But yeah, you're right. It would have been better if I gave an example of the woman. The woman. Right? So, in other words, to say that, the second woman would be usher to the rest of the world because, you know, in my case, it's an Arab, right? To say that the second woman would be usher to anybody else because he says that he didn't have real das on the first sister, so we wouldn't say that. But maybe he himself, he made himself, usher to the first wife because a person could be meser something on himself. Yeah.
So Nachem, you're saying that. It's not an intrinsic real din over here. It's possible that he didn't have das. We're not necessarily working with what we see.
It's based and has to assume that he didn't have das, right? Because again, there's nothing in the, that you can make assumptions when you see a contract of what the contract means. Right, but Alima the MS, right? In other words, he would, if he's claiming, but my intention was that I didn't plan to marry the first woman, so therefore it would make sense that he at least he personally wouldn't.
So you're going to say that they're going to be mater this first woman because. Because Aliba de Emma, he's saying I didn't really have das, and so the mater without a get.
No. He's not. He's saying because we can't, right? We don't know that, right? He's just saying the other way, that we'll work with both of them.
That he's only assuring on himself, the second woman, but on the for the rest of the belt, he's not assuring. Isn't that what you're saying?
No. In addition to the first one, he'll ask on himself the second one. That's what I think. What you should be saying,
right?
Okay.
Right. So now, according to where Michael understands that it's intrinsic halacha, so we have no questions, right? That if he said haret mekadesh esli, he could be thinking in his mind whatever he wants. It means zero, right? So it's a full kedushin, right? And his mekadesh erva, nothing, no get, finished, nothing happened, right? That's what that, and according to what your understanding is that no, really, it could be. We assume that this was his das, right? In other words, that in the event that we think that his das was different, then things would be different. But the best thing is that we just work with what we see. But if there's a power to tell us that his das was different, like a shavya nafshe, so then in a chnami, that will be, you'll have to work with that also. So according to what you're saying, it's not a question of what his das was. Fine, I agree, that's what you're thinking about. But why don't you believe? It means zero. Right? So I believe you, 100%, your das was taka different. But nevertheless, it means zero. It doesn't, because why don't you believe? It has no validity at all. But according to what Shlomo is saying is that according to Bezdin, we're not believing you. That's what it is. This is what we see. You said you had something else. We're not going to deal with that. But if there is some koyach which is takam mechayev us to deal with that, the hainu ashav yanafshei koina halacha, right? So then we have to deal with that, right? Because your das, in as much as that we know about your das, then we got then it could make have ramifications in halacha.
No. But even according to Rashi, you wouldn't take away a shavi and afshe. Even if you say
but the shavi and afshe needs the wherewithal, right? A person says, Stam gets up and he says, she's my wife. Why? How? What? She just is. Right? So is that a Shavi and Afshe? I wouldn't think so. Because
he says, I was Mekadesh.
If you were Mekadesher, right? But you're saying that you were Mekadesher. We saw it. Your lumness is that you're not Mekadesher. Right? Because the first wife, you said, Hare Mekadeshes, right? Without anything else, Shein. So the first Kedushin was Chal, right? Without any Das. So Shein, she's an Erva, right? So the second Kedushin, zero. So there's no Shavi Nash. What's he saying? He's saying that I meant something else. Cool, I know. We know that you meant something else, but just meaning something else without speaking it out is von Shabalev. Right? So we believe you. We believe that you had in mind something else, but in Halacha, it means zero. So if he's saying that the reason why that he was Mekadosh the second one is because of, you know, what he had in mind by the first one, you know, so that wouldn't change anything. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood your case. So you're saying he's Mekadosh a woman, and according to me, that's a complete Kedushin, no matter what he says.
Right.
So he goes and he's Mekadosh her sister.
Right.
It's a nothing. And it's not even a Shavi Nafshi. Fine.
Right.
So according to the other sheets that were now, he comes and says, I didn't really have Kavana. And so now I'm Kaddish, the second woman, the other sister. So now we're going to say the second woman, we're going to say she doesn't need a get, because Lagabe, the whole Welt, we consider the first Kedushin to be a Kedushin.
You're making a Shavi and Afshan yourself? You're working with Shlomo's Lomdus?
Yeah.
Right.
You're saying you're claiming the first Kedushin wasn't a good Kedushin. But we claim, but we're paskening it is a good Kedushin. So when you made the Kedushin on the second woman, Lagabe the Welt, that's a nothing. Because we're paskening the first one was a good Kedushin. But Lagabe yourself, maybe the second one was a Kedushin.
Because the Pshat is like, because the point where he's saying that your Das really makes the difference. No, the Pshat is that we don't see your Das. Right?
But I'm just trying to understand, what's the Yotze Poel in this case?
Yeah.
Meaning we say that because you're claiming the first Kedushin wasn't a good Kedushin. Okay? But we say it was a good Kedushin, okay?
Right.
So when you made the second Kedushin, Lagabi the Welt, the second Kedushin was a nothing. She's mutter to the whole Welt.
Right.
But Lagabi you, there's a shtickle that it's a good Kedushin. So now what are we saying? There's a Shavi Nafshe that he can't be with the first one either? Well,
no.
What's the Shavi Nafshe?
Yeah.
How's the Shavi Nafshe go b'poel? What's the offering on itself?
I mean, what it should be is that Lahachmir, you gotta be Chayish. For the second Kedushin, so therefore, he'll be also to the first one, and he'll be also to the Kraven of both. Yeah.
Well, they're both the same Kraven. That was what was bothering me. But you're saying he's going to be also to both sisters, Alf the Suffolk now.
Right.
Because you say maybe he's Mukadesha to the second one, and maybe he's Mukadesha to the first one. Alf the Suffolk, it's a Shavi Nafshe and both of them.
Not between the two sisters, let's say one of them. Dies, so the question would be, right, that now the Krovim are different, right? Because you're allowed to marry a sister of a woman who died, right? But not of one who's still alive. So when you say that there's the same Krovim, so you could have different Krovim.
Well, they have the same Krovim, but you're saying that the first
the halachas are different between the Krovim. Right?
You're saying if the first sister would die.
If the first sister would die, so if you were really married to the first sister, a third sister would be mutter. And if he was really married.
Why?
Because once
there's still a suffix on the second sister, that maybe you're married to her.
Right. I said, now we're going to the stadim of the suffix. Is that if we say that he was really married to the first sister and not the second one, then the third one would be mutter.
Why? What's it matter which sister you're married to? They're still sisters.
What?
What's it matter which sister you're married to? They're still sisters.
Because you're allowed to marry the sister of someone who's not alive, and you're not allowed to marry
But you're a suffolk married to both sisters.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
So now let's split the suffix. That if we, your suffix, either you were married to the first one or you were married to the second one. So let's break it up. That if you were married to the first one who died, you're mutter to the third one.
Why?
Because you were married to the second one, right? And you're allowed to marry the sister of a deceased.
Why can't you marry the second one now? Then by that same logic, marry the second one.
You could, right?
Okay, so there's no difference. Right? But you said you made a shavya nafshi.
But if the second one dies, right?
No, but you made a shavya nafshi. Once you have a shavya nafshi,
right?
And he's got to be asked to all the sisters until both of those sisters die.
That's correct, but you're asking to the third sister on the tzad that you were married to the second sister,
or that you're married to the first sister, the second
no.
sister.
Right,
we're going to disagree about this. Let's come back to the regular sugya. I hear what you're saying. I disagree with you, but let's come back to the regular.
Okay. So let's see. So where did we just land? Oh, right. So we're just discussing over here, right? What the pshat in that is? Okay, right? The tutzdavim. Okay, fine. Akoponim. So this is Rav Ashi Shita. Rav Ashi Shita is that when a person makes a tnai, I'm not shein alecha nidorim. Rav Ashi says that this halacha that the Braisa says that it's limited to nidra in nefesh, things that everyone is makbid on. That's what's included in the tnai of nidorim, right? Until he says something which is a specification, which acts as a specification to more than that, right? Right? I just meant with that was that maybe if he says kol nidorim, right, you know, something like that, and Facebook that makes a specific nether, but it could be that if he says kol nidorim, something which gives us the idea that he means more than that, you know, it'll mean more than that. Okay, that's this part of the sugya, right? And it's has to do with the bissel cheshbonis, as far as learning the Mishnah is concerned, right? Whether the reish is going on the sefer, that's what we just mentioned. Just to repeat that quickly, that Rav Papa, who says that when a person makes a tanai, so we understand that if you don't stipulate what kind of neder, what you're saying is kol nidorim, right? Even though people are not makbid on everything, but that's what you're saying, that's what lies in these words. So therefore, when the Braisa says that we're only referring to certain nidorim, it's going on a case of stam. So he has to learn the Mishnah that there's a stam here. Right, so that's what Rashi and Taisis both saying. That Rav Papa learns the Mishnah that the Sefer is a new bava, and it's a kitchus dam. Rav Ashi, on the other hand, that Rav Ashi holds that this Braisa applies even when he makes a tanai, right? This kind of general tanai that also applies. So therefore, Rav Ashi could afford to learn the Mishnah. That even if the seif is going back on the reisha and the whole mishnah is tanai, but it's fine because he holds that even when you make a tanai, the tanai only talks to nidrei nefesh. Right? So he could learn like that. He doesn't have to, but he could.
I put a question out there, but if you want to defer the question until next week or forever, it's fine. I mean, it seems to me this okimta for Shmuel is only an okimta for either Abai's explanation or maybe even Rabba's explanation, but if you understand according to Ula, then you don't even need this okimta Shmuel. Am I wrong?
Okay. You're many, okay, many steps ahead.
Okay, fine.
Ahead right now. Right?
Okay.
Okay, but hold on to it. When we get there, right, then we'll be able to discuss it. Right? Because a lot of steps along the way. And, right, let's see. Taka. Whether we have the same steps.
Okay.
Are we dancing the same dance?
Okay.
When was then the Gemara? Okay, Zok the Gemara. Itmar. Kidsho Tanai Vekonsu Stam. Kidsho Altai. So Rav, or Rav and Shmuel, they're discussing this following case. Right, whatever our Mishnah is whether our Mishnah talked about it or not, that's a different point. But they're talking about Kitchal Tanai, the konsustam. Okay, with mekadesh rishon on a tanai, the konsustam, and the tanai was not niskayim. Right, for example, Rashi says kitshal tanai shein elenu dorim. For example, and v'nimtzo that there are nedorim. Right, so that there was a bittel hatnai. The tanai was not niskayim. Rav omar tzrichim en get. So Rav, you need a get. You need a get. That means the kedushin was chal. You have a kedushin over here, right? So this b'muskulrishin, this needs explanation over here. Why make kedushin with a tanai? Shain, you know, that's it. The kedushin wasn't chal. Okay, we'll see in a minute in the Gemara. Shmuel omar en tzrichim en get. Shmuel says you don't need a get for that very reason. Well, akaponim, we'll see more about it, right? But showing the tnai that was not niskayim, that it invalidates the kedushin. You have nothing over here. The fact that it was konso, right? L'chor, you know, he made a chayis, a nisuin. But l'chor, a nesuin doesn't mean anything without a prior kiddushin, and if the kiddushin was on a tanai, so you have nothing, right? Zot gemor, Oma Abay, lo tein b'taim the rav kibin shnei shekon sestam lechuli achal etenoi. The more by now is going to discuss possible explanations for shitas rav. Zot Abay, we'll call this. In Shiva terms, it's referred to the napshat.
The what?
The napshat. Okay, this is the napshat. Right, but as we see in the Rishonim and Takath, you know, halacha really could be taken out of the napshat. So we have to deal with the napshat and see it, you know, with the same seriousness, right? And then we'll see. Why not? And how much of it are we doing away with it? Is there anything left of it? Okay, so let's work with this chat. What is this chat? What is this possible chat? The time is Rav according to this will be kimshu konso stam achuli achol itinoi. That zok the gemara that yeah the knisa, this knisa stam. That tells us something. That tells us something. Achule achle litnoi. That he was moichel litnai. Loma zen Rashi. Rashi says, Leitema kosova rav achule achle litnoi. So Rashi ksuba boy lemeisav lo im megarsho. So, I mean, what Rashi is saying over here is akoponim how far reaching the mechila is. Now the Gemara says that there's an achuli achal etenoi. The tnai he's moichel etenai. So that means we got rid of the tnai. And now that there's no tnai, so we have a kedushin without a tnai. Now, of course, this is something which needs explanation. But let's just see, just to see the facts that we're working with. Okay. I'm going to show you the Taisvis, but the way Taisvis talks, it's in the context of Taisvis, it might make it more complicated. But I call upon him like this. Kipshuta, it looks like that what's making the kiddushin is that original kesef that he gave. That original kesef. And what needs explanation more over here, in the mechanics over here, is the following. That he made a kiddushin with a tanai. And at the time when he made the kedushin, the tanai was not niskayim, but there was no, It wasn't something that you could be mekayim later. I mean, it was something that, you know, it was dependent. It was
because she had nidor.
Right.
He said, if you have nidor.
Right. So shine. So then, so like, what does it help to be moichel l'tanai afterwards? Right? Maybe if moichel l'tanai beforehand, right? You know, if he first speaks out, you know, I'm about to mekadesh you, right? You should know that this is only on a condition. Right, and then before he gives her the kesef, he says, "You know, forget about the tanai. Fine, you know, then that's true. At the shas of the chalus, there was no tanai anymore. But over here, at the time of the chalus, there was a tanai. There was a tanai. So, like, what does mechila help? Right, you can't revive a non-existent kedushin. Right, it happened." It's not going back. I'm afraid it's not a retroactive mechila. So this is something which needs explanation. Right? We'll without going into this, I'm just want to just work out the cheshbon over here. but what's working is this. The way it's working is that konsistam is a mechila. The mechila now takes off the tanai, and now that there's no tanai, so the kedushin could work, right? The kedushin that he made, right, with the kesef, it works. Now Rashi speaks out that according to this side of the Gemara, there's a total mechila of the tanai. So. It's a kedushin without a tanai. You know, you need to get, it's ksuba, everything, right? Right? That's what it is. Right? So this is one possible pshat in Rav. Abai comes by and Abai says no, but this is not the pshat in Rav. We'll have to see why he doesn't like it, right? But zokt Abai, this is not the pshat in Rav. Now, I just want to speak out just one other point, which needs explanation over here, is that what in the Kiddushin Stam gets us thinking that there's a Mechila? Right? That also needs explanation. Right?
What in the Kiddushin or in the Nesu'in?
In the Nesu'in, right? In the Konsa. In this Konsa Stam, What lies in a Knesset Stam that tells us, oh, he wants a Mechila? Right? That needs explanation. Namely, that, I mean, do we expect him to be Masne in the Nisun also? Any reason why he should need that? I mean, we're talking about that he didn't find out that she had Nidorim until after the Knesa, right? So sure, he made his Tanai, fine, he's okay, right? You know, and he's assuming that she doesn't have Nidorim, right? You know, she didn't say, you know, whatever. So fine, so he's going on, right? So, and any reason why he's expected to speak out the Tanai again, Bishas Nisuin, first of all, right, he made the Tanai, sure, it did its thing. It's not necessary. Furthermore, I don't even know if a Tanai even helps on a Nisun, right? There's such a thing as making Nisun on a Tanai. So, what in it over here is the fact that he made his Konsistam, that tells us something. Oh, Konsistam? Oh, I see a Mechila. I see a Mechila in the Tanai. Right? That needs a little explanation. Where do you see in a Konsistam a Mechila on a Tanai? What should he have done differently? We expect him to speak at the Tanai again, but at the Shas Nisun.
So on the second point, the Rav says, doesn't our sugi itself show that a Tanai does work for Nisun?
I'm not so sure. Maybe.
The person says that I'm bringing you into Mishisra, I'm being bold, you... Amanas this, otherwise it's a bilus nus, right?
That's Okay, it's a little complicated, because usually it's not bilas nus in general terms, only in the context of our sugya, because the kedushin, usually you have a kedushin, so she's married now, and you want to know. So now the issue on the normal circumstances would be that if a person, fine, he made a kedushin, and now he makes a nisuin almanas. Okay, I don't remember right now so good about this. I think there's a, what was it? The sugi in Yuma. Is there a sugi in Yuma about over there by Skin Isha Acheres at the beginning of Yuma? Right? Talks about this, and I didn't have a chance to look at. Okay, but fine, but let's see. Okay, back upon him, okay, so we just spoke out a couple of points that maybe need explanation, but akoponim, that seems to be what the sugi is saying, that this first pshat would be that being that he was konsistam, for some reason that gets us thinking, hearing in him a mechila, and if there was mechila, so the tnai is disregarded totally, and the original kedushin is chal. Without a tnai. Now let's see. Zokt abaye. That's not the pshat. He doesn't tell us why. He says that's not the pshat. El time of the rav l'fisha ein od moisav bilosi bilaz nus. The reason for rav is different. Ein od moisav bilosi bilaz nus. Now what is this svara, and how different? How different is it? What does Rashi say? Look, Rashi, the time the Rav le'inyin get. So Rashi already leads us on that there's a halacha difference between these two lomdesin, between these two mechanics. Time the Rav le'inyin get k'sofa enod ma'ase bilase bilaznus uboa l'shem kiddushin. Vafel yimtzo le'nedorim. Rashi tells us the following. In the Gemara says that there's such a yesod as in onam oise bilose bilasnos, which means that a person in his mind is concerned, or because of a concern that his bi'ila might be bilasnos, so therefore a person has in his mind, secondary das, we'll call it, in order to cover the possibility that according to what was done, you know, till now, with the explicit das, he might get himself into trouble, that the bilasi will be a bilas nus, so he has a secondary das to reconstruct things in order to save his bi'il. Right? So therefore, like this. Therefore, in this situation, he made a tnai, right? Now, in the event that this tnai is not niskayim, that shitaka has nidorim, so there's no kedushin. If no kedushin, so this knisa with a beer, it is a beer without kedushin. It's a beer's nus. So, being that a person doesn't want to have a beer's nus, so he has das that in the event that shitaka has nidorim. And that would therefore make this bia a bia's nus. He doesn't want a bia's nus. So he's going to make it that this bia is not a bia's nus. Now, how can you make the bia is not a bia's nus? So, crashing that this bia will be a bia's kedushin. You should next pick your drachim. Right? Maybe it's also. But I could pun him. But in order to save his bia, he has in mind that he wants this bia to be a bias kiddushin. Now Zokrashi, that being that this is all he's interested in doing. Now so he's making a new kiddushin. That's what Rashi says. This new kiddushin is not going to have the same thing which caused the problem on the old kiddushin, i.e. the tnai, right? Novos. That since he's all doing this only to save his beer, so that's why. So the truth is that it would the tnai that he made then, and he's changing his mind as far as the tnai, is only in as much as he needs that the beer shouldn't be a bilas nus. So truth is he really wants that tnai, but he doesn't want the beer's nus. So he's gonna let up on the tnai only as much that the beer shouldn't be a beer's nus. Therefore, there'll be a kiddushin. However, Zakrashi, concerning the momenis, the ksuba, concerning that, he still wants the tnai to be a tnai. And because of that tnai, there'll be no ksuba. Right? These are just the pieces. It needs a lot of explanation over here. Right? How this works. How this works. Now that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. Now, you could really ask over here, Luchar, let's speak this through. I'm saying this is that I think Tosis really is more this, that is really a svara to split, right? To split his das concerning the tnai. In other words, that he really wants the tnai, but he doesn't want to be less nus. So he's gonna back off the tnai only concerning the kedushin, right? In order that it shouldn't be a bilas nus, and therefore it doesn't affect the ksuba, and the tnai is still intact. Clap the ksuba, right? So, if that's the pshat, so why why is Rashi explaining that according to this pshat, you're making a new kedushin, right? Why pick a new kedushin? Say the same thing. However, it worked there, right? Somehow that old kedushin is being revived, right? But according to the first pshat, it's a full mechila, right? We see a full mechila over here, and shushain. So it's a full mechila. So then the kedushin is chal with a chiyuv ksuba. But according to over here, it's not a full mechila. It's only because of the bilaznos. So it'll be a mechila only concerning the ikra kedushin. But concerning the ksuba, the tnai will still be here. Now, it would seem to be that even with what Rashi says, that's what's happening. Somehow, he's making a kedushin with the bia, and the condition is here, klape ksuba. The old condition is still here, klape ksuba, but not klape the ikra kedushin. So the kedushin is chal, but there's no chiv ksuba because of the tnai. So, regardless, you're splitting the tnai, right? You're saying the tnai exists klape ksuba, but not klape the ikra kedushin. So once that's so why was it necessary to make a new kedushin? We'll agree with your first pshat that the kedushin we're working is with the old kesef kedushin, and instead of making a full mechila, we'll make a partial mechila.
So are we forced to say that the original, the not pshat, was relying on the first kedushin?
Okay. The truth of the matter is that once you're saying that, you really could do that. It rather sounds like from Rashi.
What are we saying? That the not pshat is that he was making a new kedushin also? That's
no.
What he's trying to say?
Well, yeah. That's what he wants to offer. He's being my other point that, you know, once this is so you're right. I mean, agree. Right? Both pshatim really could be working with the same thing, making the kedushin. But how do we even know in the first pshat what was making the kedushin? Theoretically, I mean, if we're right, you know, so maybe it was, maybe he's we see a mechila, right? We see a mechila. Maybe we just see a redoing. Let me just.
That's how I understood the first pshat was. The not pshat was that. Well, we see by the fact that he was mekanes stam.
Right.
So therefore, he must not hold. He must not be makbid about about Tanayim anymore.
Right.
So therefore, no, of course, that can't retroactively fix the first one, but therefore we could view this as a Be'il Hashem Kedushin, and then an immediate Nisuin.
So you're saying, you're understanding, the first pshat is, he's making a new Kedushin, but don't say he was mochel, the whole thing agamre,
right,
and he's making a Kedushin without a Tanai at all. Say that he's now making a partial only on the Ksuba, he's making a new Kedushin,
so that's,
but to put the Tanai only on the Ksuba, not on the Kedushin itself.
Right, but the original pshat was that that he was totally mochel, and therefore not only, you know, is he making a new Kedushin, but he's also accepting upon himself the, you know, paying the Ksuba. Right, in other words, the napshah is that he is mochel, right? But the mechila isn't going to help the first kedushin. That's already his history, but it's going to make a new kedushin, a new nesuin, where he's chayiving ksuva.
Right,
and he's saying, right, don't say that, but say that he's still machbid. It's just that he doesn't want to have a bilis nus, so therefore I want a kedushin, but I still am machbid on the tanoim.
So it makes a new kedushin with a partial tanoim, right? Okay. I'm going to suggest a different pshat. I don't know if this is the way you want it to go. Is it possible that Ravai's whole issue is that he holds you can't do a mechila?
Ravai holds he can't do a
like mechila. The Rashba, let's say, just to put a that you let's you say, can't be mochel. You know, there is no mechanics for being mochel this Tanai. You have to make a new kedushin. And
but Hogufa, that's what we're asking. We want to know, it would seem to be that the first pshad is not working with the B making a new kedushin. Now, why is that so? That's what we want to know. I think you see clearly in Rashi like that. The Rashi first talks about the Bila in the second pshad. I see in Taisus also that Taisus even entertains that the yepshat in the Gemara is with the kesef, and Tosis, you know, that's what he's dealing with. So it seems to be poshut that the napshat is the kesef. It's what's making the kedushin. Maybe it's poshut that that's what mechila means. Maybe that's what mechila means. Maybe that's just what the mashmo is. Okay, I don't know if I'm fully answering the question. I'm just maybe explaining where the Rishonim saw that the first pshat is definitely working with the kesef, because that's what mechila means. Mechila would seem to be that you know, you're just being moichel the tanai, and you know, not more than that. Alright. So maybe that's poshut. That's what it is. In the second pshat, when the Mura says this, okay, we'll have to see in the Lushanis of the Rishonim. But I mean, at this point, what I'm offering right now is not so poshut, as you know, we'll see a little further. But in the second pshat, the Mura, maybe you can understand that it's talking not a mechila. Because what mechila is something that was instituted, your bimoich, right? That's what you're doing away with, something that was instituted. Right? If talking about making a new kedushin, so it's not really mechila. That's just setting up a new kedushin with new conditions, right? So maybe that's what you could say in the mashmois hagemara. That it would sound like the first pshat is mechila. So if it's a mechila, you know, that means it's talking about the kedushin that was made then, which was made with the tanai. You mechil the tanai, and that's how the kedushin now is back. It could work. And according to the second pshat in the Gemara, if we're not working with that, it's takanat a mechila. It's a new thing. Novos, but the question is hagufa. Like, why is it dependent? You know, I mean, why is this totally in sodom of the Gemara? It's a machi. You know, if it's based on in other noise, why does that intrinsically require I mean, why does it require a new kedushin? L'chayra, the svar of elamas b'lisnas is a basis to make a split. That's what it just is, right? He's only concerned about his beer, so therefore, you know, he's only doing what he needs to to save his beer. Whereas, you know, if it's not because of his beer per se, and you see in general that, you know, he's backing off of the tanai, so shines, and then, you know, that then it's there's no tanai at all, right? But exactly what's making the kedushin, right, shouldn't be tali. Should not be totally. Right, so that's what we want to know. Now I'm showing you that in Tosfos, I see, look at the Tosfos. Tosfos says, El time of the Rav. Tosfos says, Tzorach Lefarish, you see that this is the second Tosfos. Tzorach Lefarish, he's going in the Yepshad, Enon Boil Bilosei, Tzorach Lefarish, Shemach Maskach, Niskab Nekadish Bibila. So Tosfos, in this chat, you have to learn that he's making a new kedushin. The im nefarish the enodim boil bilasi bilaznus ulufikach mochlat nai v'chol kedushe kesef. So Tosfos is because if you would explain that the kedushe kesef is being chal, Tosfos has a problem in the cheshbon hagemara. One second. Let me just see if this is right. What I thought I saw in Tosfos. Tosfos just brings a raya from the Gemara's kasha, right? So it would look like from Tosfos that Tosfos is saying that it must be the Gemara's understanding that it's that that the bia, that it's the bia which makes a new kedushin. Then we understand the Gemara's kasha how it can relate to the case of Yisoima, right? Because that's the issue over there, right? You know, whether this bia, you know, will upgrade the kedushin, right? The kedushin deraisa. So Zoltaisviz that only if the bee is making a kedushin, then we understand the Hemshech HaGemara. So Taisviz is just saying that I see from it that the Gemara understood that it's the bee which making a new kedushin. But it sounds like from Taisviz that he could have understood otherwise, right? You know, to have the second side of the Gemara, it could have worked with the Kesef, but just the Gemara wouldn't go. So I just see from the Chesma, the Gemara didn't understand it like that, right? But he didn't. Okay, maybe we not have to know the Hagufa. Why did the Gemara understand? Gemara understand like that. You always have to go to the step underneath. But come on. But what I'm just saying, I see in Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't say that this second side couldn't work unless it's going with the bia. Sounds like the Tosfos without the hechruch from the plik b'chadazim. No, Tosfos would have said, "No, chanami. This is also working with the kedusha kesef." Mavasi, if you learn like that, then the hemshach gemara doesn't work. So I see the gemara wasn't working with that.
She's saying the exact opposite of the way.
Right. So what I see in the rishonim is that for sure that first gemara of achuli achol tanoi is not working with the bia. Right, and that could possibly mean maybe that's what mechil is, right? Mechil sounds like, you know, that you did what you did. There was a tanai, you moichel the tanai, fine. So and now the tanai doesn't bother what was done, right? No reason to make a new beard. Of in this point, the Gemara Taisa, you see Taisa, he was beisayed willing to learn the same way, right? And just the split will be because of the Babila's nose. That's what allows us to make a split in his das. But what's making the kedushin? Maybe also, right? Maybe also that's what it is. So Tosfos, he has a hecher from the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't mean that. Right? That's what I see in the Tosfos. It has to be bia oriented. So therefore, Tosfos says that's how you have to learn. Okay, you know, so we have the right to ask, you know, but why Taka did the Morgan like that, right? Right? Why is it more, right? So, you know, even the Rashi, you know, we'll ask the Rashi, why has Rashi not learned there's a beer here? I mean, the answer might just be like Tosfos, right? There's a Hech in the Hemshecha Gemara, right? So we know in the Gemara that that's what's happening, right? But we just want to know, it's Hagufa, right? You know, why are you assuming that to ask the Kasha of Plibach of the Zim? I mean, Hagufa, right? Right? So it would seem to be that maybe there is something intrinsic over here, and that's why the Gemara itself, right, was understanding like that. Okay, fine. It's just that much. I don't have too much to tell you on that. Just opening that up. Now let's just go back to this other point, that why Taka in Abaya, right? Abaya says this is not the pshat, and that's yeah the pshat, right? Why is that not the pshat? What's wrong with that pshat? Right? What's wrong with that pshat?
So, let me suggest something. You tell me if it's wrong. And again, sorry, I'm just going to come back to Ula for a second.
Okay, but just don't use the names, because that'll confuse us since we didn't learn it yet.
So if you wanted to say, if the question is, what are Rav and Shmuel arguing over? Are they arguing when there was a Bila, or when he was Konis without a Bila? So if you're going to say that they're arguing when he was Konis, Stam, and you don't have a Bila to come on to in Adam Ose Bilos Bilosinos, because he was Konis without a Bila. So then you have to come and say there's a Mechila going on here. So the question is, do you hold by a Mechila? There's a question of how can the Mechila work in such a case? So maybe Abai is saying, I hold that Mechila doesn't work in this kind of a case. It only works where you say, you know, Almanat, that you'll give me 100 zoos, and you don't give me 100 zoos, and I mochel the 100 zoos like, you know, Ki'ilu Kibalti. So Abai holds this kind of Tanah you can't make a Mechila on. So how is it going to work? So they must be arguing where there was a Bila, and he's making a new Kedushin.
Okay, now see, what you're saying now really, really answers our previous question, right? And as we wanted to know that who told us that Bila's Nus is working with a new Bia, right? So you're saying the answer is Hagufa. Why didn't Abai want to say the previous Prat? Because he had a problem with that longness, that you can't revive the Kedusha Kesef. So if that's his problem, so obviously when he's saying this, right, when he's saying this, he's not using the Kedusha Kesef. He's not using the Kedusha Kesef.
I didn't give an answer back there because I don't think it's muhruch from the words. You can't learn on the words of the Gemara. I'm suggesting that there's something behind the words that forced that you know.
No, but you have to explain, right? Right. Words, yeah. Abai is saying this is not the pshat, and that's the other pshat. So you're offering this not the pshat because he holds that this can't work. This can't work. You can't be meichel etnai and revive a previous kedushin. The kedushin didn't work. Finished. It's over. You can't do that. But what we need to know is that factor. Why is that totally on Bila's nus? Right. That was the Hainu nurse. Don't split things, right? Why is he splitting things over here? Right? Let him say that like the Gemara, right? I see you making a Knesset without a Tanai. Okay, you're not working with the Tanai anymore, right? So your Kedushin, you're making a Bia. That's what we were asking. Maybe it's not such a good question. But let's see. Right?
I mean, I think what you're saying is, why does he come and say, Ein Adam Sebezus? He could have just said, he's making a new Kedushin. Don't say he's Mochel, the first one. Say, this Bia is a new Kedushin. And the answer I give is because he's trying to explain the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. If he just had Rav, and Rav said, you know, that she needs a get. He didn't have Shmuel's opinion at all. And he would say, oh, he could say, yeah, don't say Rav's Tom is because he's mochel the Tanai, he's making a new Kedushin. Making a new Kedushin with his Biyah.
Right.
But he's trying to explain also the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel.
So what's difficult with explaining machlokas like that? Shmuel wouldn't argue on that.
Yeah, because Shmuel says he's not making new Kedushin because Adam Oseh, Bilus.
But you need that to explain machlokas Rav and Shmuel? I mean, yeah, Shmuel Shita is that the Adas Rishon is Wais. That's what Shmuel Shita is. That don't derive anything that I'm changing my mind. If I said something specific, until you hear clearly from me otherwise, I don't mean any different. That's Shmuel Shita. So then we could always understand Shmuel Shita, I think. We don't have a difficulty in that's what I would think. But you're opening up over here a cheshbin that Abai really had no problem in Rav. He had a problem really in explaining machlokes. Don't tell me this is the time of Rav, because then I wouldn't understand why Shmuel should argue. I got to say something which is questionable, which is controversial, right? So must be that if that works, it's too simple, right? Right? Such a cheshbin like that, right? See, but it gets a little hard, right? Minei obey, because you tell me if that was right, then you can't argue. Elamai, it's wrong. So it's wrong. So now it's controversial. So then maybe that is the machlokes, right? You know, why is it for sure? You know, why is it for sure? If it works, then no one argues. If it doesn't work, then no one argues. Like, you know, you're open to two sides on it. So then that's the machlokes, right? Mm-hmm. Akoponim. What's the address over here? 181 Lafayette?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, just the sun's supposed to be coming.
That's okay.
To speak to the island.
Oh,
okay. Over here.
Do you want to explain differently?
Okay, right now, we're just gonna hold the questions over here.
Okay.
Kapanim. So let's just see where we're gonna end off over here. Right. So there was a napshat that Abai was speaking through. Abai tells us that's not the pshat. That is not the pshat. And he tells us what's Yad Pshat. In Rishayim Mitzvuyer, that there's a difference in, Bakapon, in Rashi says that there's a difference in halacha between the two Pshatim, and it's based on a difference in lomdis. The first Pshat was working with Stam al-Mechila. If the Stam al-Mechila, so the Mechila is a full Mechila, Rashi says, and there will be Ksubu also. According to the second pshat, the inam boil is what allows us to make the split, right? So that's really what's the chadish over here. In the Rishonim say that in addition, what's changing over here is that what's making the kedushin is also changing. Initially, it was the kesef kedushin, so you know there seems to be some kind of tliya that according to Rashi, the cheshbon is that if you're making a full mechila. So then that kesef will work. If you're not making a full mechila, then that kesef is not working. What's happening is that you're making a new kedushin, and this new kedushin is being set up, you know, with a partial tanai. A tanai is talking to ksuba, which that itself needs explanation. I'm not going to have a chance to get to that right now. And so the new kedushin with the bia is you're maintaining the tanai klapi ksuba. That's why there's no ksuba. But concerning the Ike Kedushin, not to save the beer, there's no Tanai, and therefore the Kedushin is Chal. That's what Abai is saying over here. Okay, fine. We'll have to hold over here right now at this point. I'm sorry if I'm leaving you hanging. All right? Maybe we'll have to have a follow-up here during the week. Okay? All right. Exactly.
Okay.